at 6 o'clock as every other Wednesday morning. But this is the 23rd of April 2025. Good morning. Dumalang Kunjani. Goeiemôre. After Easter, on this Wednesday morning, I want to ask the question. Can we ever fathom the love of God? Can we ever fathom the love of God? The agape love of God is a love we cannot fathom. It's the love we cannot fathom. God's love. God's love is more than you and I or any other human being throughout the ages can ever fathom. God's love is incomprehensible. Oh, it took me to 1 Timothy 6 verse 16, which says, He dwells in unapproachable lights. 1 Timothy 6 verse 16. He dwells in unapproachable light. The light of God, the love of God, it is incomprehensible. It is unfathomable. The love of God. And you and I, we cannot express the idea that God's love for humanity, for me, for a person, is so vast, so profound. It is impossible for us as humans to fully comprehend. We cannot fathom the love of God. You know, there are so many people. And yesterday evening I was watching television late last night, and on CNN I saw a lot of advertisements and commercials about a lot of stuff. Oh, they just want peace in the world. They want calmness. They need to get into their inner self and to have healing, and I don't know what else. And it came to my mind. The only way that we as humans, says the Bible, can have peace and calmness, and the only way that we can have something of the kingdom of God in this life is to dwell in the incomprehensible love of God. 1 Timothy 6:16. If God is incomprehensible, then so is His love. While we may and must speak truthfully about His love, we can never fathom it, because it is a godly love. It is a agape love. It's a divine love. So different from our love. So different from our being as humans. It's a love we can never fathom, God's love. And I went and searched in the Bible, and I got to these texts. Job 11 verse 7 saying, Can you fathom the mysteries of God? Can you probe the limits of the Almighty? The New Living Translation of Job 11:7 says, Can you solve the mysteries of God? Can you discover everything about the Almighty? No, said Job. Can you discover the depths of God? Can you and I, by searching, discover the limits of the Almighty? Can you and I, by searching, ascend to His heights, extend to His width, and comprehend His infinite perfection? No. And therefore, Job 11 verse 7 is so important. When I ask the question, Can you fathom the mysteries of God? Can you probe the limits of the Almighty? No. Psalm 145 verse 3 says, Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable. In the New Testament, Romans 11:33 says, Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. How unsearchable are His judgments and untraceable His ways. Isaiah 40 verse 28 says, Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary. His understanding is beyond searching out. 1 Corinthians 2, 10 to 11 says, But God has revealed it to us by the Spirit. And the Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who among men knows the thoughts of man except his own spirit within him? So too, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Another one is Psalm 139 verse 6, which says, Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. And we know Isaiah 55 verse 8 to 9, which says, For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Psalm 147 verse 5 says, Great is our Lord, and mighty in power. His understanding has no limits. Deuteronomy 29 verse 29 says, The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our children forever, so that we may follow all the words of His law. 1 Timothy 6:16 says, He alone is immortal and dwells in unapproachable light. He alone is immortal and He dwells in unapproachable light. No one has ever seen Him, nor can anyone see Him. To Him be honor and eternal dominion. Amen. Psalm 29 verse 5 says, How great are your works, O Lord, how deep are your thoughts. Jeremiah 23:18 says, But which of them has stood in the counsel of the Lord to see and hear His word? Who has given heed to His word and obeyed it? In the New Testament, Colossians 2:2-3 says, That they may be encouraged in heart, knit together in love, and filled with the full riches of complete understanding, so that they may know the mystery of God. And what is the mystery of God? Namely, Christ Jesus, in whom we are hidden, and in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And these are only a few to mention. Treasures of Scripture. The unconditional, undeserved love of God. You know, we often use the word love the same way we would use the word like. I like this, I like that, I like this, I like that one. I love this, I love that. We use so often the word love to describe an emotion, to describe, an affinity towards something or someone or a fleeting experience. But biblically, love, agape, is a commitment. It's an unbreakable covenant. Can I say it again? Love, biblically, is a commitment. It is an unbreakable covenant. Unbreakable covenant. The love of God. 1 Corinthians 13, perhaps the greatest passage ever written on love. And remember, it's not eros love. It's not the love. We read it so many a times, when we officiate weddings. Actually, it was never written to read at weddings, because this 1 Corinthians 13, it's all about the agape love, not the eros, the human love, the sexual love, the relationship love. It's written about agape, the unbreakable covenant commitment love of God. 1 Corinthians 13 actually is the curriculum vitae of God, who God is, because God is love. And Paul tells us love, God's love, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things, and agape love never fails. It is unconditional, undeserved, and unrelenting. Many of us growing up in churches across all barriers, we've known John 3:16, Jesus loves me, for as long as we can remember. Isn't it true? But as young Christians, we struggle deeply with the idea that God loved us. The only love we knew had to be earned, ne? And how can I earn God's love when I do this or that, or think or dream this or that? But how wonderful is the knowledge that despite my sin, despite my failures, God loves me. Not because I earned it. I cannot ever earn His love. Not because I'm worthy of it. I cannot be worthy of God's love. But because love is in the very nature of God. 1 Corinthians 13 is the CV, the curriculum vitae of God. 1 John 4, 8 says, He does not love. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. 1 John 4, 8. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. And therefore I can say, yes, Lord, love, your agape love, which is indescribable. I cannot fathom your love. But it's unconditional. It is an unbreakable covenant. It's a commitment, an unbreakable covenant that you have with me. Unconditional, and I cannot ever earn it. But love is also undeserved. When I listened to the programs on television last night, it really stirred my thoughts. When I hear even Christian authors or speakers or motivational speakers, and even I've heard them on Radio Pulpit as well. When one hear Christian motivational speakers, running up and down, telling people that they are worthy of God's love. The truth is that it's just the opposite. We cannot deserve God's love, says the Bible. In truth, we should be freed from hearing that. Consider Romans 5, verse 8. But God demonstrates His own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Undeserved. Did you catch that phrase? While we were still sinners. We were enemies of God when we were still sinners. And God says, yet He loved us. Ephesians 2, 4-5 says, But God, who is rich in mercy, because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. We were dead in our sins. We had nothing to earn God's love. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of His great love, saved us. God saved us because He loves us. He doesn't love us because we are saved or sanctified. It is undeserved. We cannot earn His love because we already have it. We cannot lose His love because we don't deserve it in the first place. God saved us because He loves us. He doesn't love us because we are saved. Romans 8:38-39 reveals the magnitude of God's love for us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. You know, to be clear, I'm not saying God won't punish those who reject His Son. Because of God's holiness and justice, those who reject Christ are already condemned, says John 3:18. However, the idea that we can earn God's love is extremely dangerous and unfortunately extremely much heard of these days by so many, even motivational people. We cannot ever earn God's love. Never. We cannot ever fathom His love. It's unconditional. It is a commitment God has throughout all the ages. And God says, I love you so much. We just had Easter. That I gave my only begotten Son so that whoever may believe in me will never ever perish but will have everlasting life. What if we just stripped away all the theology, all the questions, all the inconsistencies of life and just allow Jesus Christ to love us by His grace? What if we took a step back from all our trials and tribulations and challenges and everything that puts our hands in our hair? Huh? Just go and sit somewhere and rest your aching brain. Just sit back with nothing left to do but just to receive God's love by the grace of Christ. You don't need to work for it. You don't deserve it. Forget about that old Ofro story, as we say, of you must do a good enough job. Don't listen to preachers and motivational people telling you, you just need to do good. Stop worrying about this or that. Just stop and let Him love you. He loves you. You remember that old song, Jesus Loves Me? This I know, for the Bible tells me so. What a song. What a message. Jesus loves me. This I know. Why? Because the Bible tells me so. You and I can never ever fathom God's love. It's unconditional covenant commitment to you and to me. God loves me. This I know, For the Bible tells me so.